This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Farm labor continues to be an issue, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill are trying to help. In particular, the House Agriculture Committee's recommendations on reforming the H-2A program. Joining us from our nation's capital is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Paul, thanks for joining Dairy Radio Now. The House Ag Committee released recommendations relating to farm labor this past week. Could you provide a snapshot on what that report was all about?
Yes, absolutely. So the report stems back from a process that started last year in the House Agriculture Committee. Chairman G.T. Thompson and Ranking Member David Scott appointed an ag labor working group within the committee to look at issues within the H-2A ag visa program that need to be addressed to make the program work better for the ag community, farmers, farm workers, et cetera. While the ag committee doesn't have formal jurisdiction over the program, I think the chairman and the ranking member of the committee felt that the ag committee members have a significant stake in getting the policy right here and could play a role as far as putting out a good bipartisan policy blueprint. So they deputized two of their members, Rick Crawford from Arkansas on the Republican side and Don Davis from North Carolina on the Democratic side, to serve as the co-chairs of the working group. And that group met a number of times over the course of last year and this year, and ultimately arrived at the set of recommendations that were made public last week.
We hear in the headlines about the flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border. How has that impacted these latest discussions?
Well, I think it certainly has impacted the conversation. I think anytime we've tried to make progress on ag labor, it does sort of get ensnared in the larger discussions around immigration. And that's always happened. And obviously what's played out now is no exception to that. And so I think that sort of speaks to why the ag committee did what it did, saying, you know, hold on a second. This is really about food security. This is really a specific topic. Let's see if we can't drill down and find some agreement. And they were able to do that with good success. And so while the political climate is challenging as far as moving immigration legislation forward, especially in the Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over that space, I think what the Ag Committee did here was a good blueprint and hopefully something that can be worked with.
So this is the step in the right direction for farm labor, particularly for the dairy farmer, according to National Milk.
Well, the recommendations in the report would need to be enacted in the law by way of legislation in order for them to move forward. I think the most salient piece of the recommendation for dairy is the working group's unanimous support for opening up H-2A for dairy farmers and other year-round employers. Because while we've been involved in discussions around the finer points of H-2A, frankly, none of them matter if we can't use the program. And so that key recommendation on opening up the program to year-round, including dairy, that's fundamental and something that, you know, you probably saw we lauded in our own public comments. And if we're able to get into the program by way of the eventual bipartisan legislation, you know, then we can look more closely at some of the other parameters. But goal number one for dairy when it comes to future flow and the H-2A program is getting access.
This has been a push for quite some time because of the impact on the dairy farm. Obviously, this is 365 days a year for the dairy farmer.
Exactly. The cows are milked every day. And that's been a point we've made over and over again on the different immigration debates that have played out, whether the Congress is controlled by Republicans, Democrats, or both. Obviously, right now we're in a period of divided government. But I think any piece of legislation that moves forward in this space needs to have that component for us in the H-2A space. And obviously, we also talk a lot about the importance of protecting our current workforce and their families. This report from the Ag Committee looks specifically at the H-2A side of things. And how to improve H-2A. And so from where we sit on H-2A specific, it was key to have that recommendation on year-round.
You mentioned the division in Washington, which doesn't seem to be anything new, but how likely is this to be something that will move forward on a bipartisan effort and signed by a future president?
Well, I think hope springs eternal when it comes to anything in the labor space, right? It's a difficult election year. A lot of things are stalled right now because of larger politics. And so I don't want to overpromise anybody, but I think we're glad that the committee did what it did. We think that the bipartisan nature of their process only makes their product stronger. And we hope that it can be the inspiration or the foundation for future activity whenever that may come. Obviously, sooner the better, but given the political dynamics, we know that's tough.
Thanks for the time today, Paul. That's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And for more on the latest news, key issues, programs, and resources, head to nmpf.org.